I don't know about you, but I've had a lot of curbside pickup experiences in the last 2 months. Some have been great, most haven't. As I mentioned in my last minute, this is one of those make or break new experiences that can translate into loyal customers who will shop in a whole new way, or into broken relationships and even more digital flight. What I saw in my curbside pickup experiences was, pretty consistently, excellent digital experiences that fell apart storeside. Like a lot of people sheltering in place, I've spent more time gardening this year than most years, and Home Depot has been my go-to resource for inexpensive purchases of soil, fertilizer, planters, and general garden equipment. This year, I bought a lot of planting soil, so there's really no delivery option. My first curbside pickup experience was pretty representative. I'd ordered about $100 in garden supplies. I put the order in Friday afternoon, I got excellent emails on the order status, and by early Saturday morning, my order was ready. I got a text with detailed, clear instructions about what to do, and when I drove to the store that afternoon, there was good signage in the parking lot directing me to the curbside pickup spaces. So far, everything had been crisp, well-executed, and really satisfying. But as I tried to pull into the designated parking spaces, everything began to fall apart. The spaces were all full, and there were only six of them. I had to park across from the area. Looking across, I could see that the spaces had signs giving me a number to call and an extension to ask for. So I dialed in and entered the extension number. I went to hold music. 5 minutes later, the hold music broke and an operator came on the line. "Where can I direct your call?" she asked. That's a bad sign. I'd been on hold for 5 minutes already, and I'd entered the proper extension for curbside pickup. Still, "Curbside pickup," I said cheerfully. Back on hold. 10 minutes later, the line clicks in and the hold music goes away. But there's no voice. "Hello?" I said. "I'm here for curbside pickup." No answer. And after about 10 seconds, the hold music comes back on. This happens two more times, which is pretty darn maddening. Then the operator comes back on. "Where can I direct your call?" I'm not so cheerful this time. I've been waiting for almost 30 minutes. "Curbside pickup, please." Back on hold. Two more cycles of people picking up the line and not saying anything. And then the operator. "How can I direct your call?" I've been waiting for 40 minutes, and no one in curbside pickup is answering. "Ah," she says, "go to the tent next to the area and give your order number to an employee there." Now, I've been watching this tent for the past 30 minutes. No employee has entered it, but there are five or six people milling around in their masks waiting. At this point, I leave the store. Since then, I've had three more curbside pickup experiences at Home Depot. Call me a masochist, but in my area, there isn't always a choice. I went on a drizzly Wednesday afternoon to get the order I gave up on Saturday and had a much better experience. But the next two times, both on weekdays because that Saturday sure sucked, were both awful. Once I had to wait almost 40 minutes, and the other time I was directed inside the store to pick up my stuff. In no case did I ever get out in less than 30 minutes. Bottom line, I'm not shopping at Home Depot again unless I can't get it at Ace or online. I wanted to like this experience, but it was way worse than actually going into the store and shopping. That's an opportunity lost. In my next minute, I'll talk about how stores can do better. Yes, for curbside pickup, but in general as well, how they can measure and monitor the experiences they provide and pay more attention to the operational details of the way the store experience unfolds. Talk to you then.